We're up to kosher and matzah. We're going to do them together because they basically go together. Kosher and matzah is tying and untying. Whatever you're not allowed to tie, you're not allowed to untie. So we'll, basically, there's a machlokas. What creates a Torah prohibition in tying? And mela, it would depend what therefore is rabbinically prohibited and what's mutter. Okay, I'm going to just give you the klal, this machlokas, and next week we will go into the details. The Rambam learns that you need two conditions for something to be prohibited from the Torah to be a knot that you're not allowed to tie. The first condition is that it is a maisa umen, kesher umen, right? It's a knot that is not an amateur knot, but a knot that's a craftsman knot. Okay, now, most Rishonim learn that that knot doesn't mean that it's a special kind of knot that only certain people know how to tie, like Boy Scout knot or whatever. It doesn't mean that. A craftsman knot means a very strong knot that will not come out by itself pretty much ever. Okay? That doesn't mean that you have to intend to tie it forever. You could want to tie it for a few minutes. But if it's the kind of knot, okay, that people tie to remain, and it's the kind of knot that by its nature could remain tied, it's a tight knot, that's called a craftsman's knot. Okay, that's one condition. Says the second condition is that you have to tie it to remain for a long time. Okay, but if you tie it to remain a very short time, and a short time is less than 24 hours, anything more than 24 hours, till 7 days is a shaila, whether that's called shel kayama. After 7 days, according to most people, that's called already a kesher shel kayama. That's something you want to last. So you need two conditions. One is it should be a tight, sturdy knot, and it should be made to stay for a long time. Both of those conditions, you have a knot that's prohibited from the Torah. Either of those conditions is missing. You could have a nice, sturdy knot, but you intended to untie it in a few minutes, or within 24 hours, right? And it's not made to tie for more than 24 hours. People don't tie that knot. They tie sturdy knots, but they tie it to untie right away. Then that knot is not chayav min haTorah, just from the rabban. It's a rabbinic knot. Or the opposite. You have a knot that you're intending to leave there forever, but it's not the kind of knot that is sturdy. It's not very tight, but you don't want it to be tight, but it'll stay. It won't unravel by itself. It'll stay. It just stay loosely, right? It's not a craftsman knot. It's not a tight knot, but you tied it to remain indefinitely. That's what's called also only rabbinically prohibited. You need both conditions to be from the Torah, and any one of the conditions alone is only rabbinic. That's the Rambam. Rashi learns that there's only one condition. It has to be a knot that you intend that'll remain indefinitely. Right? Again, we said anything more than 24 hours is already a suffix. And 7 days is pretty much going to everybody considered a permanent knot. It has to be a permanent knot. After that, there's no other condition. If it's a permanent knot, it's prohibited from the Torah. If it's not a permanent knot, then it's only rabbinic, unless it's a knot that you bechlal don't want to leave for more than 24 hours, then it's not even rabbinic. Okay? But if it's a knot that could be left for more than 24 hours, or you intend, we'll see, you intend, if it could be, whatever, those are conditions that we'll get to. Rashi holds it's permissible, right? If it's somewhat permanent, but not real permanent, then it's rabbinic. If it's not permanent at all, it's mutter. And if it's really permanent, then it's osur from the Torah. It has nothing to do with the knot itself. It's how long you intend to leave that knot. So Rashi says there's only one condition. The Rambam says two, and therefore we're machmer to be machmer like both. Right, that if it's a craftsman's knot, even if you intend not to have it at all open, we're machmer that's at least prohibited from the Rabbanim, like the Rambam, even though Rashi would say in that situation it's mutter. And we're also machmer that if it's not a craftsman's knot, but you intend to leave it for good, it could be it's prohibited from the Torah. Unlike the Rambam, who said if it's not a craftsman's knot, it's not a tight knot, right, then even if you intend to leave it like that forever, it's still not Torah prohibited. Here we consider it that it's possibly a Torah prohibition. So those are the guidelines for which knots are Torah prohibited, which knots are rabbinic, and which knots are mutter. And next week, Mr. Hashem, we'll go into the details to see Lemaisa, what you're, next week. 2 weeks, yeah?
Neither of them are anything.
Those are all things with, is that a craftsman's knot? Right? And is that a knot that you intend to, whatever? So we'll see. Those are, what's it called? Those are parts of these conditions. But these are the conditions. What goes into a tight knot? What goes into a craftsman's knot? What goes into a knot that you intend to be permanent? Those are the things you say are descriptions of what falls into these categories. But those are the categories. I had a chance to ask for Liosha Vermeisa. Someone came to a shaila about tying a double knot or a double bow in a child's shoes. Okay, which means the following: a shoelace, you normally tie one knot, then you tie a bow over that knot. If you want the kid's shoelaces to stay and not to constantly become unraveled, you tie the bow again in a knot over the bow. So it's a bow over a bow over a knot. Okay, a double bow and a knot. So some people showed me in some of these svarim, and they don't really have any makor, they just say svara-wise, that is no knot here. Because over here is bows. And the top knot of the bow is separated between the bottom knot with a bow. So there's no real knot, one knot on top of the other. But that's not true. And Kimat, every posek up until these two new svarim took it for granted that if you tie a double bow, it's awesome. Why do you do that? Because it doesn't come out. Right? It doesn't, and even though they showed me that if you pull the string, which is pocket-fitted, even where it's a double bow, right, it comes right out. But it doesn't come right out. You have to put pressure. It doesn't come right out, but the spot was doing it. My Shabbos shoes, okay, true confession, I have them tied with a double bow like that, and I never tie them. Not Erev Shabbos, I just get into them with a shoe on. And they haven't come out in months. On the other hand, when I don't tie them with a double bow, they come out every half hour. You have to retie your shoes. So it's obvious that when you tie that other bow, it holds the knot. So the fact that you could pull it out is only relevant insofar that there's not two knots, one on top of the other, and it won't stay, it'll just unravel. So a bow on top of a knot will unravel. But there's even a shaila that you can put a knot on top of a bow, because that's more, surely a bow on top of a bow on top of a knot is something that's the same. I spoke to Boris, I told him, you also hold this for sure, also. And in all the svarim that are, you know, not these new kedushim, right, but all the other normal, regular svarim that everybody used, for Hilchos Shabbos, it also says clearly that that thing is awesome. Well, I did hear that Rabbi Berkowitz said that for svarim, right, it would be more thorough. I haven't had a chance to see why there should be a difference for svarim or Ashkenazim, but that's what I heard that he said. I don't know if that's true or not. But most people here are not svarim, and basically you should not, if you want to tie your kid's shoes like that, then tie them before Shabbos, and don't untie them or tie them on Shabbos, just leave them tied and put their kid in with a, I don't know, with a crowbar or...
Unless there's nothing reason why you would make a double knot. Not enough to make it tighter, just because the shoelaces are
too long. Well, okay, possibly. But the truth is that because people do it that shouldn't come out, it serves that purpose too. Doesn't only serve the purpose of making the thing smaller. Because for that, you can make the bow bigger.
Right?
Look at double knots, and knots don't come out. You have to pull that, the string, the knot itself is never going to unravel. I'm not saying, you know, one knot comes out, but double knot doesn't come out. You can see it. Single knot. You can tie as tight as you want. Eventually, since there's nothing holding it, you can walk around with it, it'll come out.